An Auckland law lecturer says it's an open secret in the law sector that a culture of sexual misconduct has existed across the sector for decades. In a Facebook post on Saturday, AUT senior law lecturer Kylie Quince said that some years ago a student had informed her of an alcohol-fuelled incident after an evening seminar at Russell McVeigh. She said the event culminated in a number of staff having sex on the boardroom table with several students. In a statement released yesterday, the law firm said the incident happened more than 10 years ago and that due to the consensual nature of the event, a formal complaint was never made. I spoke to Kylie Quince last night. She said that this happened more than 15 years ago, in her words, although she wouldn't name a specific year for fear of identifying the students, but she said more than 15 years ago. And she starts this interview by explaining the reason why she felt compelled to speak out.
The reason I came forward was to paint the picture that this isn't unusual. It's, you know, for anyone in the industry, and it's not specific to law, but I can say it is endemic in law, and particularly in large firms, I have to say, that there is a culture, it's an open secret, that this kind of behaviour has happened for decades. I've had dozens of messages today from people I know, from people I don't know, saying that this has gone on for years. Lots of survivor stories, ranging from the very serious to the quite bizarre, just behaviours around humiliation and you know, forcibly embarrassing young woman for fun. It opens up the culture issue.
Did the women involved complain?
No, they did not. No, and I think for reasons of age. Perhaps culture, you know, there's a real sense of embarrassment, of embarrassing a group.
Did you ever speak to the two women about it?
Many years later, it put us all in a very, I'll be quite open, it put us all in a very compromising position of not knowing whether or not it was okay to directly communicate with women without creating further embarrassment or not victimisation from us as, you know, supporters and teachers, but it does, yeah, there was no...
Did they express regret about it at that future time when you spoke to them?
Yes, very much so, yes.
And what do you make of the handling of this by Russell McVeigh?
I think it's very disappointing. I mean, I think it's a sign, it would be a sign of a mature organisation to be... to be open and reflective. I think they've done themselves, you know, reputational damage and essentially sending out a message that this is unusual, that it is treated seriously, and to try and minimise it. I think they would get a lot of credit if they were to be more open and willing to engage in a conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's the challenge of the external review. That gives them the chance to save face, to change their culture, and to make their firm a safe workplace environment that young people...
After that incident happened, Kylie, did you and the law and the university send interns back to Russell McVeigh?
Against my advice, people did go, yes, because they are seen as being at the top of the tree, but I never promoted them in all of those years since.
Let's just get this straight, because this is important. You got the complaint, and in the subsequent years, young women went back to Russell McVeigh for those sorts of internships?
Yes, they did. They are promoted as being the shiny bauble, the top of the tree in practice.
So you didn't promote them. Did you speak out and advise them not to go there?
Regularly.
So that is on the record somewhere, is it?
There will be hundreds of students that could testify to that regularly and openly, yes.
What pastoral care do the university take? I'm not trying to shift blame from the people who did this.
No, not at all. No.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Let's just start from the people involved. What responsibility for their own actions for the women? We know about the power imbalance, and you've made that point rightly and strongly. So those are the two other parties, aren't they? The young women and also the university. And the pastoral care of the university. What are your comments on those things?
Yeah, I do think that particular incident was a wake-up call for us as, us as teachers and as caregivers of these young people. That they are technically adults, but they are still young people, and many of these young people are handed over to us as teachers by their families, you know, to be put into their care. And until they go into the workplace, they're really in that transition period. And I think this was a wake-up. I mean, I know this was a wake-up call for us to change the way that we were much more explicit in being, you know, hands-on in making sure that they were told about self-care, self-management, behaviour around alcohol, and that communications were to go through us. So it was, it really did. It was a touchstone in the changing of the relationship that we had with students from management, not just to staff members that dealt with a particular incident, but it was much more widespread than that.
AUT Senior Law Lecturer Kylie Quince.